Returning again to the topic of the singularity, recently Ray Kurzweil, who is a futurist and scientist who's been talking about the singularity quite a bit over the years, has faced some criticism for peddling junk science. I think people who accuse Ray Kurzweil of selling junk science are making several mistakes. First of all, I don't think what he's predicting, the singularity, I don't think it's junk. But more to the point, I don't think it's science either. I mean, yes, it will be science and technology that gets us to the singularity, if the singularity does indeed occur. But what Ray Kurzweil is doing when he talks about the singularity, what he's doing there isn't science, it's prognostication. He's prophesizing the future. Now, it has to be said, we're not very good at prognosticating about the future. It's one thing to look at existing technology and try and predict how it might be used in the future, or the effects that its current use might have on us in the future. That's doable, although we often get that wrong too. We either predict incorrectly, or we don't anticipate certain outcomes at all. Of course, what's ultimately impossible to predict, I would argue, is trying to predict anything that's actually new. Either actual new technology or new ideas in general. After all, if you could predict what the new ideas would be in the future, you'd already have that new idea here in the present. And it's professional futurists who get this wrong too. One of my favourite films, Blade Runner, which was never really that successful at the box office, a bit slow for most people. This film is seen by many people as a harbinger of the future. If you look at the film, it's set not that far from now, less than a decade, I think. And yet, it got many things spectacularly wrong. For example, planetary colonization is not likely to be happening in 10 years. Flying cars are another example. Where's my flying car, damn it? As a young man watching Blade Runner, I could barely wait for 2019, for the future of flying cars, even if that meant a somewhat dark dystopian future for us all. On the other hand, not only did Blade Runner predict things that look like they're not going to happen, but it didn't predict things that have already happened. And I don't mean to pick on Blade Runner, even though it had futurists like Sid Mead working for it. It's only natural that we get these things wrong. Although with hindsight, it's kind of amazing that the filmmakers and their advisors didn't predict, for example, mobile phones. Watching the film now, it seems kind of odd that when the detective, Deckard, needs to make a phone call, he either needs to make it from his car video phone or from a public video phone in Taffy Lewis's bar. At no stage in the film does anyone whip out a small, futuristic mobile phone. Another thing that seems odd watching the film now is the fact that all the TV and computer screens in the film are non-widescreen, curvy cathode ray tube screens rather than the widescreen flat panel displays that we increasingly see now. So if we can't predict even mundane things like that, how can we possibly predict the future innovations and amazing ideas that advanced artificial intelligence or AI might one day come up with? We have no idea what these new minds will think and create and do, which makes the future, once AIs arrive, impossible to foresee. The problem is, AI has been getting a bad rap these last few decades. People perceive the field of artificial intelligence as big on promises, but small on delivering results. To be fair, it's not usually the AI researchers and programmers and engineers that have been making the promises. It's been journalists, science fiction authors that have been making all the promises about AI. So it's a bit unfair for us to get grumpy at the AI researchers for not delivering when they never said they could. Still, I can't believe it's 2010 and I still don't have my flying car or my jetpack or my own personal spacecraft. Or Mars colonies. Come on, scientists, get with the program.